Thank you. Okay, we are back in session for the admin portion of the meeting. Let's see here, we have no items on consent. We have, I'd like to just add one discussion item, and that would be a recap on the legislative bills that were in committee work that we're interested in, particularly 2313, 1067, and there was one more that was
1455.
So we have the staff here who have been monitoring those, and we just go around and get a quick update on the tumor.
Sure. I followed 2313, and I had Brian in the other room watch the 1455 and the 1067. So I'll just give you a quick recap of 2313, and Brian could give you a recap of the other two. All three of you were there for the subcommittee discussion, and it ultimately went through exactly as the subcommittee proposed it. A lot of the discussion revolved around the penalty and the items, and the same members had expressed the same concerns, and the same member that expressed representative before that he supported a penalty just mentioned it as well. One item that came up in discussion was in including the factors that we are going to take into consideration now have to promulgate rules about. They said acts of God should be one that is considered as well, and we hope that they get that message.
Who said that?
Representative Kaiser, but that was echoed by, I believe, another representative as well. And so, I mean, in an ideal world, I think we all feel like we'd be in different spots on that. In staff's ideal world, we probably wouldn't have to promulgate rules over a $5,000 penalty. So there'd be some way we could change that shall to a may. That would be certainly be nice. That we could get to it when we get to it, if we need to get to it from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm. You want to address these one at a time, or wait?
Yeah, further? I think so.
After the subcommittee got done and I reviewed that more closely, I think it would be preposterous of us to use the taxpayers' money to go through a whole rulemaking process on this, and then subsequently, if something happens that we think elevates to that level, have a whole case and spend probably well over $5,000 even before they could potentially choose to appeal to collect a $5,000 fine. And so to me, that section I think could just go, or maybe just only be the first sentence that they're responsible. And then actually I've been so focused in the discussion on the early section and the last section, the previous section whereby we become kind of the enforcers for if they do not meet their RTO standards. I'm not sure why we have that section in there either. Why are we left trying to enforce something that they agree to do with the RTOs?
I think we're a little late in like revisiting all these things now. We've been through this for a long time, and the time to raise that particular objection has passed.
It is late, but
I'm not willing to go up to them and ask to have that done. I mean, I'm just not. We've had plenty of time to have that discussion, so I don't even think I agree with you that we're the enforcer of it, but I personally don't think it's going to cause us trouble, and it might prove to be helpful. And it also allows that we can set a different, it specifies that we can set a different reserve margin, which might also be handy down the road. So I don't know that we needed that in order to do that anyway, but it makes it clear that we have that authority. So that part of it, the shall to may, I think ideally that would be better. The only piece on that rulemaking that I've wondered if it would be valuable is the penalty is one thing, but that section also references of our ability to disallow things. And are we going to need rules in order to disallow things, or is that do we have that authority on a reliability-related concern without this language or without the clarity of rules?
I guess without the clarity of rules, if that shall was a may, we'd still have that authority. It's expressly granted within that section. And so I guess I wouldn't have any concern providing a disallowance as a result of that.
I don't. Does that mean we need the rules or we don't need the rules?
So the law expressly says we could provide a disallowance. And they says if we put it to may, said we may present rules in how we were going to proceed with that. If it's permissive, we could proceed with that under the statutory authority without the rules and the regulations.
Okay.
And so I guess if we went to shall the may, I wouldn't have any concerns with that. It just, if anything, would allow us, if we did want to do rules, it provides an additional timeline for us to actually promulgate those rules if we would like to provide additional clarity. Because otherwise, if with a shall, we're supposed to provide, put those rules and have those promulgated by, we'd probably have to have them done by October.
So in order to change this, we have to get one of the committee members to make an amendment on the floor?
Yes, and I think it's...
Oh.
Well, it's in, it goes to conference committee?
The House doesn't have floor amendments, but we would need to get one of the senators, we need to get the Senate to not concur, and then they'd go into conference committee, and it could be addressed. And
if that's something the commission is interested in pursuing.
Okay. Brian?
I believe Pat has something to...
Oh, Pat.
In the past, I'd always had the impression that the commission had the ability to disallow certain things in rate cases, even without any rules under the existing statute that we have.
Yeah. For, not for any reason, but rely not just for the specific wordage that exists in our current jurisdiction, which is... adequate service, but
adequacy of service.
Yeah, I guess we could consider it that.
Yep.
All right. Well, then, do we support working with the Senate to turn the shall to may?
I do.
Yeah, I think that's makes sense.
I would.
Okay. All right, well, we better do that before they concede and does it require a conference committee?
If they do not concur.
Okay, concur, I mean. All right, I can reach out to Senator Bell on that, unless somebody else wants to lead that.
At the same time, and you brought this up, we've expressed our views, the various points. We've made our case, stated our position, I think, clearly, and I think you also get to a point where what more can you say? And let the process unwind, but...
Well, on this one, they probably just misunderstand it a little bit. And there was quite a lot of misunderstanding, I think, about what existing authority we had. I think there was just confusion about that.
Yeah. And I think, too, that they were talking about a major point, like should there be a major penalty or not? And when there was going to be a major penalty, it made good sense that there would be rules involved with it. But now there is no major penalty, and I don't think anyone on that subcommittee really thought it through. Oh, we have these guys... proposing rules to do something that's going to cost far more than what a penalty could be. And
Representative Bosch,
I think they will agree it doesn't any longer make sense.
One thing that Representative Bosch did bring up is he seemed to express the fact that we may, after we promulgate the rules, come back and ask for additional penalties. But
he and LaFleur both feel that way, I think. That they see the rules as being a way to narrow the concerns and provide more assurance that this isn't going to be wielded in a way that would be, inappropriate. And so I think that's their justification for it.
And maybe that's a good reason to do it, but I don't believe that any time until there's a catastrophe that they will ever allow enough of a penalty to make any difference. So I'm okay. If that's the theory, I guess I'm...
I guess that's, at least, again, from administratively, it'd be nice to still have that as a mate, just for the standpoint of it allows us to do it on our own timeline and
sure.
request the penalties as when we feel we're in a good spot to do so.
Yeah, so that we're not stuck on that
right.
immediate time frame.
Right.
So yeah. just to clarify, you had stated before something to the effect of it doesn't make sense to even have it if there's not a fine attached, but then what's your preference, to not have it at all or to have it changed to May?
Well, I did not hear that angle before, that, you know, when we had, if we did do some rules and had really good rules, that then maybe they would do something more with penalties. I guess that'd be some reason to do it, but but in that regard, if we're going to go down that route, it still should be May, so that we aren't under that time crunch to get it done so quickly, because then we want to get them really, really good to impress them into
right.
allowing something more significant. So I guess at this point, if that's the rationale behind it, I would be agreeable to, let's just try and get them to change it to May.
Okay. All right.
And Brian had the other two.
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
So House Bill 1455, Senator Bell moved an amendment. That was
Can you remind me what that one does?
That's the 10-year plan?
Yep.
When they close the plant.
Oh, okay.
I'm not entirely sure what the amendment all included. There was very little discussion on it. I think it did add some study language to it, if I heard them correctly. The amendment passed, and then they immediately voted on the bill, do pass, and it received a do pass, so it's headed to the Senate floor now, as amended. And I'm trying to find the amendment online, and I can't find it. So
there's no discussion about taking us out of there?
There was little discussion at all on anything. Yeah, the amendment was moved, it was voted on, and then they went right to voting on the bill, and it received the due pass.
So I'd be interested to see what's in that amendment when we
continue
to see it.
That's why I ran to grab my iPad, just to see if I could see if the amendment was online anywhere, and I'm not finding it, so I don't know if it was who brought it, but or where it came from.
The current version has us leading those meetings.
It says we may receive comments in the forum that we choose.
Oh. So does that open up the door for us to say we choose to ask the company to hold a meeting?
Yeah, I think so. But again, it's our prerogative on all of these things, and it gives the impression that we have some authority. And I think that's what the three of you expressed that concern about before.
But when you say the current version, the version now got amended, we don't know if that's still that way now.
Right, right.
Right.
I will say while we're in discussion, I don't remember, was that yesterday or the day before, Jack?
I think it was 2 days ago that I provided you that amendment.
I had extensive discussion with two of the members that seemed to fully understand at that point that we don't belong there. And
right.
One of them seemed adamant that the whole bill should be going away. The other one just seemed agreeable to the amendment. And then the one who disfavored the bill so much became agreeable to, well, first take us out just in case you don't get rid of the bill. And then, and I even had Jack draft up the language so they had a sample of it. So it's sure going to be disappointing if this amendment doesn't address that and they just ignored it.
It's okay. Well, maybe it does.
It may. Like I said, I was hoping that somebody would at least discuss the amendment so I would have known what was going on, but they didn't. So.
Mm. Okay, well, it's got to be that.
She wasn't one of them that I talked to.
But, yeah. All right.
I believe it was her amendment. If any of you have seen that or know what was in her amendment, so. And then the other bill, was just being held for Senator Bell to vote on it. There was no changes. She voted aye to a do pass, so that one is now headed to the floor as a do pass also. No other discussion on that.
There was no amendments to that one?
Nope.
That's that okay. IRP bill, right?
Right.
10, 6,
yes.
7, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Any other items for discussion for anybody?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, staffing for Friday. Tomorrow is a holiday, and we do not have a lot on the legislative calendar. I mentioned last week that I'll be taking it off, and so I'm not available for a legislative meeting. So I'm hoping that we can reschedule that for Monday to review the schedules quick. But do either of you feel strongly about or have thoughts about the staffing that you'd like to require for tomorrow? Or, Steve, do you have a recommendation?
At this point, unless Jack's seen something, there's likely nothing that we need to deal with.
Okay.
I'll double-check the calendar, too, the morning of, and if I could come in if there's something and communicate as necessary.
Randy? I spent years downstairs advocating that the legislature should not even be meeting on Good Friday and never prevailed. In this case, you know, if there was something that they were doing that demanded this agency to be here for it, I would expect staff to have to do that, and then I would be here too. Mm-hmm. But I'm not seeing something like that, so I am comfortable with this agency being closed as per the state of North Dakota law that this is a holiday.
Okay. Ryan?
I agree.
All right. There you go. All right. Anything else for discussion? Not seeing anything. Cool. So we'll move into our favorite part of the meeting, scheduling. The first item, let's look at the Kessler thing first, if we could. I'm going to reorder these a bit. And we do have one item added, and that's a work session for the gas case. Just to be proactive in that, Brian Krosha suggests we do that. So, Brian Johnson, do you have dates?
I do.
For the hearing number two?
I do. For the Kessler hearing, the only date that worked for all parties involved, it looks like, is April 22nd. If not, we'd have to probably move into May, which would not be ideal.
That works for me.
Works for me.
Okay.
And you too, Brian? Or Randy?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll start it at 8:30?
I will notify all the parties.
All right. And they will know that this is the final day?
I will make that very clear.
All righty. Good. All right. April 22nd at 8:30. All right. Another easy one, the legislative discussion on Monday. I'm going to propose Monday the 5th at 11. Stacy, you and I would have to move. We'd have to adjust our meeting a little bit. Okay. Monday at 11. Does that work for you too?
Agreed.
Okay.
Have we ever had two back-to-back that went that fast? I shouldn't have said anything until we get done.
Yeah, now we're going to be stuck. Okay, Rugby Wind Farm, but I'm sure Pat has some ideas in mind. So,
we received a request on March 22nd from Rugby Wind Farm asking for an extension of the light mitigation deadline, similar to the one, not necessarily similar to the one that MDU filed, but same question. And since we had quite a bit of discussion on the MDU request, I thought maybe you might want a work session on this one.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I haven't must have filed this without reading it because I don't recall seeing that request. Was it the end of March, you said?
It was March 22nd, and okay. It was filed in, it's an older case number, so maybe that's why.
Yeah.
It's a... PU-05-47.
Okay.
It's the original citing case?
Yeah. Okay, so do we have, would this one be appropriate? I don't know when our next informal is, but that's what comes to mind right away. On the 14th of April, we have an informal scheduled. Doesn't appear like there's been something allocated for that.
Works for me.
I'm okay with that if you want to. I'll just throw it as an alternative, the informal on the 5th. I'm just thinking as legislature winds down, then like we had with during the Kessler case, round one, you know, do we have some kind of a legislative thing come up in their last weeks where we have to change this again? So
on the 5th of what?
Of May.
What if we schedule it for the 14th, and then if we had to bump it,
we could bump it. Yes,
we could bump it.
Okay,
that's a good idea.
So April
otherwise
14th.
It's a long ways out, but yeah, April 14th informal, and then we can, like you suggested,
well, it'd be called a work session, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Unless you want the company to come in.
Do you guys, would you like the company to make the pitch, or do we want to just look at what they filed? I haven't read it yet, so I can't make a suggestion. But I could also read it and let you know if I think we should get the company in. And
yeah, that's fine.
Why don't we set it as a work session and leave it to the chair's...
portfolio.
Your portfolio. Mm-hmm. Leave it to the chair's discretion to upgrade it to an informal. I have no objection to it as an informal, if you think that's more appropriate, because I've not...
Yeah.
Thoroughly read it either.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Pat. So, and then that does, if we have it in informal, it's a little tougher to reschedule, but not impossible. Finally, the work session on the gas case. This would just involve us and staff. And
are we talking about the MDU gas rate case?
Yeah, 379. 20-379. And Pat, can you help me out? The hearing was on the 17th and 18th of March. What was the deadline for late filed exhibits?
Ooh.
Is that was 2 weeks ago, so are we at that point?
It's typically about 3 weeks, but I didn't hear the date.
When they were going to, is there a letter in the docket from the ALJ?
There is, I bet.
Is that might...
But if we had the time, I just propose as a starting point, following on the 14th, let's say 3 o'clock.
On the 14th?
Am I recalling incorrectly? Well,
I'll double check.
They were going to renegotiate.
I thought that because there had been a settlement proposed, that one of our instructions was to, you know, with some of the qualifying concerns that we had, to see if there was potentially a new settlement. And so until their time is up, I don't know that that would be appropriate for us to have an informal. It'd be sort of like...
Not an informal work session.
Or to have a work session, I mean. It'd sort of be like us almost intervening in there and talking to them.
I think he's suggesting that we set the date for after when their deadline is to file whatever they come up with.
Okay.
I also,
if we set a date for
may have heard that somebody requesting an extension on proposed order. That was a different case. Excuse me. I was trying to remember which case it was, but it's not that one.
It'd be nice to know if we had set a deadline for them or if we had left that open-ended. I don't recall.
I tried to. I might have it in my office because I try to, because of these, I've found myself wondering so often what the deadlines are. I've started to try to write them down in my notes when they say them because they always do. But I don't have my notes in front of me.
I could get Brian because he would.
Yeah, why don't you grab Brian and check?
There's no sense of setting this for before if there's a deadline.
a lot of them have.
I feel like they did set. I feel like they did set a deadline.
Yeah, there was a deadline. I'm just trying to.
Victor might even remember too, because he's one of the parties negotiating. I suppose Brian is as well. Now that I'm looking at it, I might as well take this minute to mention that April 22nd is the day that we've scheduled the next book club discussion, which is on The Power of Moments, and it's a very excellent book recommended by Shelley. So if any of you care to read it and join us, I don't think you'll be disappointed. Hey, the new policy is established by me after this last successful.
Most of our policies are on here.
After our successful last meeting where Shelley brought a book recommendation, is that any book club member is encouraged to provide the recommendation for the next book. So come and recommend War and Peace.
So Brian's looking to see if there was a date set. Victor was thinking that he didn't remember a date being set because of the potential for further discussions.
I haven't found anything.
Okay, should we, hold off until the next our next meeting?
I suppose we'll have to.
Might as well.
Hoping to move it along, but.
Unless Victor. Victor has an idea.
April 6th.
Oh.
April 6th is the deadline for late file exhibits.
For the proposed findings from the parties, and there wasn't a deadline on this renegotiated
session. Right.
Would we be jumping the gun if we had a work session on April 14th on the case?
As long as that's enough time for you to review the proposed findings.
And how do we handle the
the
negotiation going back and forth, or knowing when that's a moot point, or we just have to move on?
I mean, you're the commission. You can make whatever decision about a date that you want, and I guess I kind of see that as a, you need to take your action if you're going to take an action by before this date, from our side.
So if we have a work session set on the 14th, and that doesn't seem to conflict with an April 6th deadline.
It doesn't to me.
I think that, why don't we?
Okay.
Unless we're worried about, well, we can always postpone it, too, if things get tight with the legislature.
Okay. Or if something else comes up.
April 14th, yeah. April 14th at 3 for the work session on the gas case. Okay. Anything else for scheduling? All right. Just another little reminder. The new employees event is scheduled for which date? The 15th?
15th.
Tax? Former tax day. Yes. All right. So that'll be fun.
Another reason to celebrate.
Another reason to celebrate.
Don't have to pay taxes yet.
Exactly.
I don't think we'll ever have to pay taxes again.
Oh,
I think the money is just
going magic. To
be magically appearing.
Huh. Yeah. Like rainbows and leprechauns.
Mm-hmm.
Magic.
So, should we vote on it?
Who ever thought it would be so easy? Gosh.
That wasn't the result of the math that my tax lady came up with.
All right. I think that we have concluded our agenda, and we are adjourned.